Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Did we miss one of the most raunchiest things on TV, specifically on Dancing with the Stars?
Also, Wiz Khalifa did a remix and completely remade the Chainsmokers' Closer song. And when Wiz Khalifa does a remix, you can count on one thing. Weed. He's going to make your song all about weed. That's his best relationship in his life is with weed. Aww. So that's what he did. You'll get to hear it. It's kind of interesting, though. We'll do that before 9 o'clock. Right now, 8 o'clock on a Wednesday. You know what it's time for.
Well, I'm actually calling for Dirty Work.
I got a request for Dirty Work Wednesday for you.
Can y'all do some Dirty Work?
It's Dirty Work Wednesday. Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Dana.
Hey, Dana, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I need your help. Actually, I need your advice on something.
Okay, what can we help you with?
So something really messed up happened last weekend, and I want to know what you guys think I should do about it.
Okay, go ahead.
So last weekend was St. Patrick's Day, right? And one of my old coworkers, who I'm still friends with, throws this huge house party every year. His name's Jason. And he lives with, like, three other guys, and they have this party, like, every St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
Yeah. And so the party started at noon, but I didn't get there till, like, 7 or 8. I can't remember. And when I got there, I'm drinking and saying hi to everyone, and we're playing beer pong and stuff. And I noticed that Jason's girlfriend isn't there. So I'm like, oh, hey, like, where's Marie? And he rolls his eyes. So I'm like, okay, she's either passed out on his bed or maybe they got in a fight or something. I don't know. So anyway, the night goes on and I'm definitely drunk, but I'm not too out of control.
Okay.
And I'm waiting for the bathroom. And then Jason, like, grabs my hand and he goes, come on, you can use the other one in my room. So I'm like, okay. And then, what do you know it, like, we get in his room and he closes the door and he starts kissing me.
Oh! Uh-oh. Didn't you just say he has a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, excuse me, Drunky Pants, but don't you think your girlfriend might have a problem with this? And he was like, well, not since we broke up. And oh. I'm like, oh, because here's the thing. And I'm sorry, like, I don't want to keep going on and on, but like, I always had a thing for Jason, like back when we used to work together, but he always had a girlfriend. So now I'm like, looks like he doesn't have a girlfriend anymore. So long story short, I spent the night and I definitely slept with him.
Oh, okay. Well, top of the morning to you.
I mean, actually, that's the way we started the next day, if you want the details.
No, not really. So you slept with him?
Yeah, twice. That night and then the next day.
Okay, so you said you needed advice. Is the advice how to deal with his ex-girlfriend?
Well, no. Here's the worst part. So I'm talking to him the next morning, and I asked him about the breakup. And he tells me that him and Marie just broke up, like, that morning of the party. Like, I guess they had a huge fight that day and she just left.
Oh, so he wasted no time then.
Yeah, but listen to this. So, like, I'm getting dressed and I'm like, call me later, you know, whatever. And he doesn't call, but the next day I find out why. It's because he and Marie got back together. They're totally back together right now.
What day was St. Patty's Day? Was that last Saturday?
No, it was last Friday.
Right, it was last Friday. Right, okay. So they broke up on Friday. You slept together Friday night, and they were back together on Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's a quick breakup.
Yeah, but here's the thing now. Like, do you think that I should just, like, stay out of it? Do you think the girlfriend even knows what happened?
I seriously doubt it. I mean, there's no way he told her, oh, hey, by the way, I slept with somebody else last night. Do you want to get back together?
Yeah. Yeah, I seriously doubt he told her anything.
Well, that's my dilemma. Like, do you think she deserves to know, or do I just leave it alone?
Boy, I don't know on this one. I mean, like, on one hand, it's really none of your business.
Yeah, but I mean, if I was that girl and I took my boyfriend back and then found out he slept with somebody else the night we were broken up, I mean, I at least would want to know.
Here's a couple of texts, Dana, that are coming in right now, and I'm going to read what they say. This is not me speaking. They say, both of these say, you're only doing this because you want Jason for yourself. Now, how true is that?
No, it's not like that, I swear. It's like Ashley said, though, all I keep thinking is that if I was her, I would want to know so I didn't feel stupid.
Yeah.
So this has nothing to do with you hoping they stay broken up?
I swear, no, nothing.
Okay, all right. Well, what do you want to do here? I mean...
Why don't we call them both and give him the chance to admit to it. And if he doesn't, then we let Dana decide.
Ooh, I like the tension that presents there. Okay, so here's what we're going to do, Dana. We're going to call up Jason and we're going to call up Marie. And we're going to give Jason the chance to admit to what happened. And if he hasn't already. But if he doesn't admit it, what we'll do is... We're going to give you 10 seconds to decide if you want to jump in and tell her, but you'll only have 10 seconds. Now, if you stay silent, we're going to assume you didn't want to tell her. Okay? Man, what a decision you have to make here. This is going to be good. All right. Hopefully we can get both of them on the line and we will do this when we come back. If you broke up with a dude and you and the dude made up the next day and he was all like, I'm sorry, let's get back together. And he didn't tell you I slept with somebody else last night. How dumb would you feel?
I would feel dumb because, yeah, you were broken up, but it was like you were broken up for one night and then, you know, you get back together. But I would still want to know. And if I was, I would be like, okay, well, thank you for telling me. Maybe we can get past this. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, kind of look. I would want to know. I'd feel stupid if everyone around me knew. I hate that.
Even as a dude, I'm going to be honest with you. Even as a dude, if I was dating a girl, we were in a relationship, we broke up. And then the next day, she came back. I was like, I'm sorry, let's get back together. And I found out she had slept with somebody else last night. I would be like, no. You've obviously chosen your path.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like she deserves to know whether she wants to say, all right, well, that didn't take long. Or if she wants to be like, well.
Do the texts agree with you or disagree?
They do. It's 50-50.
Okay.
A lot of people are thinking that Dana is kind of just being like, she just wants it for herself, and that's why she wants to go in and do this.
Shaggy's giving me the thumbs up, so I'm going to cut you off. We have both?
Yes.
Okay, so we have this morning, we have Jason and we have Marie. They are the couple. They are recently back together. They don't know why. They don't know why they are on the air with us this morning. And what we're going to do is we're going to give Jason a chance to admit what happened, if he didn't already. Maybe he's going to say, oh, don't worry, I already told her. We're over it. And that's the end. But if he didn't tell her, we're going to give him a chance to. And then if he doesn't say anything, we're going to give Dana 10 seconds. This is going to be 10.
Yeah. Very tense.
Very, very, very tense seconds to give her a chance to step in there and say, look, here's what went down. You didn't know this, but I slept with Jason. And if she doesn't want to do it, then we're just going to assume she didn't want to do it.
Right.
That's it.
Yep.
Okay? Oh, God. All right. Are we ready?
No.
Do it.
What if I have word vomit?
Okay, so let's start off, first of all, by welcoming Jason and Marie to the Z Morning Zoo. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Jason, we heard you throw a mean St. Patty's Day party.
Yeah, we do a pretty big one.
And Marie, what do you do at the party? Like, are you the Jell-O shooter girl or something?
Well, normally I'm the flip cup queen, but I didn't make it to this year's party.
Oh, you didn't? Now, why not?
Well, actually, we had an argument that weekend, so I decided to drive to North Carolina to visit my friends instead.
Aw, so Jason, you had to roll solo on St. Paddy's Day.
Yep.
Well, now we get to the reason why you're both on with us this morning, because we heard you guys had broken up for a little bit, but you got back together, correct?
Yep.
Marie, who broke up with who when you guys broke it off?
Well, we kind of both did. I mean, we were fighting, and I was just like, we need a break from each other, and he agreed, so...
So you broke up?
Yeah.
Temporarily?
Yeah, actually, we got back together the next day.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, Jason, when you got back together the next day, did you happen to mention any details about the party the night before?
I mean, just that it was crazy.
Well, neither of you knew this, but we have a mystery guest who's been listening on line three. And this person has a secret about something that happened that night. And mystery guest, if you want to reveal your secret, you have 10 seconds to do it, starting right now.
Okay, I can't do this. Marie, I slept with Jason. I'm so sorry.
Okay, who just hung up? Marie, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, and Jason, are you still there? All right. So that's two hangups. So I'm just going to go ahead and assume, Marie, you're still the only one with us.
Yeah, who was that? Who just said that?
I think that's a conversation you might want to have with Jason.
No. You guys called me, so I think you can go ahead and tell me.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you hang on the line for a second, and then we'll talk, okay?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.